Since 1889, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has been a trusted name in the Richland Center area, providing compassionate care and support for families during difficult times. For assistance, call 608-647-4808. Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, trusted by the community for over 135 years.
As well as one of vigil. People here are cautiously optimistic about the current progress being made on a ceasefire in Gaza. And despite the encouraging news, the Hostage Family Forum saying that they will not rest until every single hostage is brought home.
A judge's ruling Thursday is keeping President Trump from deploying the National Guard to Chicago for 2 weeks. The judge finding no evidence that there is a danger of rebellion there. Meanwhile, a federal appeals court heard arguments over whether the president had the authority to take control of 200 Oregon National Guard troops that he had planned to deploy to Portland. New York Attorney General Letitia James indicted by a federal grand jury on bank fraud charges following pressure from President Trump. This is ABC News. Scientists are touting the world's first pig-to-human liver transplant as a milestone in the progress of pig-to-human transplants, even though the patient did not ultimately survive.
Researchers say a patient who received the world's first genetically modified pig liver survived 171 days, an unprecedented marker in advancements of pig-to-human transplantation. The study conducted in China was published in Journal of Hepatology. Scientists say the recipient was a 71-year-old with hepatitis B-related liver failure and liver cancer. Even though complications required the removal of the pig liver on the 38th day, he survived 171 days post-transplant. Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
Tropical storm Priscilla is surging into the desert southwest. Even as the storm system is weakening, flood watches are in effect from Southern California to Colorado, with more than 3 inches of rain possible over the next few days. Dave Packer, ABC News.
Thanks to the Schultz Mortgage Team for sponsoring WRCO Hometown Weather Watch. Call 608-738-8765 to learn how you can buy a home with less than 20% down.
Today's forecast calls for a high of 72 with isolated shower chances this morning. Friday night, partly cloudy, a low of 38. Saturday, a nice fall day with partly cloudy skies and a high of 68. Sunday, 71 with a chance of showers at night, that chance at 40%. Monday, maybe a light shower early, then partly sunny and mild and a high of 70. Right now in Richland Center, after 1/100th of an inch of rain, it started early this morning. There also was a bit of lightning in that storm. After a low of 48, it is 50 degrees this morning. Today is Friday, October 10th. It is time to officially begin the broadcast day.
While there are living so wicked year after year. Farther along we'll know all about it. Farther along we'll understand why. Cheer up, my brother, live in the sunshine. We'll understand it all by and by.
We start today in a positive way with the trio, Emmylou Harris, Linda Ronstadt, and Dolly Parton, and Farther Along. And before that, our national anthem sung by Lee Greenwood. Here we are together again, friends, and a little bit of a mini thunderstorm happening in southwest Wisconsin off and on this morning. We have received 1/100th of an inch of rain, a little bit of light rain happening right now. And thank you for joining us on a Friday, October 10th. We have a lot of things to tell you about, a lot of things to do today. And so we'll get at that, start our chores, and keep you company and posted here on what is going on. What is not going on? The Brewers are not now resting until Monday because they got beat by the Cubs last night. And that means there is a fifth and final game tomorrow night. I was worried about that. And yeah, there it is. It's going to be tomorrow night. The Brewers on the air just a little after 7, I believe it is, because it's the only game going on in Major League Baseball. We'll have more about that in about 10 here on the Light in the Mail Cow Show. Here's Kenny Rogers.
Show me a bar with a good-looking woman and just get out of my way. Turn on the jukebox, I'll show you a song you should play. Sooner or later, a few shots of bourbon, I'll think of something to say. Whoa, I can take her or leave her, I'd like to take her away. Liquor and music, good combination. If you got love on the brain, I never knew two women who acted the same. Some wanna drink first, some
mama just sit and talk. Whoa, it's 2 in the morning, I'm running and she wants to walk.
Standing by the driveway, I can almost see the name. A swing set and forgotten toys, where little boys and girls played happy games. Everything I gave a damn about is gone, but all the memories still remain. From the house across the street asked, how's it going? And I said, fine. But the expression on his face would make me think he could almost read my mind. That Johnson boy from down the road was asking if the kids could come and play. Lord, I wish I could have told him yes, but I just said, I guess, son, not today.
I just came home to count the memories that I've been counting in my mind. I just came home to count the memories from a better day.
Birds that sing a pretty song aren't singing like they did when you were here. 'Cause there's no happiness in music if somebody isn't close enough to care. I picked a ragged daisy from its home out in the corner of the yard. She loves me, she loves me not. Now I don't have to wonder anymore.
I just came home to count the memories that I've been counting in my mind. Just came home to count the memories again.
guess it's time to say goodbye.
Pour a cup and turn up the dial. The Light in the Milk House show is on the air, fueled by Brouhaha, your hometown roaster.
Thank you very much. A little bit of light rain this morning. Now up to 5/100ths of an inch of rain here at the RCO studios. A reminder from Community Calendar today, the Brewer Public Library will be closed for building maintenance, and that's going on today. And also they'll be closed on Monday as well for a staff in service. Community Players of Southwest Wisconsin presents Pride and Prejudice this weekend at the Richland Center City Auditorium. Performances will be held tonight and tomorrow night at 7 and Sunday at 2. Cost of admission, $15 for adults and $10 for children. And the Okooch Mountain Humane Society invites you to shop until you drop at its 2025 Rummage Romp Saturday from 7:30 until 1 at the Richland Center Community Center. All proceeds will go toward meeting the needs of animals taken in by OMHS.
Welcome to Richland Family Restaurant Studios, where great music and good times come together.
This fall, help support families in our community by adding your fall favorites to our fall food pantry collection. Julie Karen State Farm is a permanent drop-off site for the food pantry, so it's easy to give anytime. Bring canned goods, pasta, rice, soups, peanut butter, or seasonal favorites like pumpkin puree and applesauce to help stock local shelves. Every donation makes a difference and keeps the spirit of giving alive this season. Stop by Julie Karen State Farm this fall and add your favorites to our food wagon. Like good neighbors, we can all be there.
From high-quality seeds to specialized feed, Lime Ridge Ag Supply is here for you. Is your farm ready for next season? I'm Taylor Fearing with Lime Ridge Ag. We offer Rob Seco seeds and custom blends tailored to maximize your yield. Our skilled agronomists are here to help you every step of the way. For your livestock, we provide top feed brands including ADM ShowTech, Biozyme VitaFirm, and Early Bird Show feeds with trusted names like Umbarger, Sunglow, and Linder. We're here to help find the perfect feed for your operation. Lime Ridge Ag Supply, your partner in feed, seed, and success. Reach out today to get started on your farm's next steps.
Dive into the heart of Wisconsin flavor at Arthur's Supper Club in Spring Green. Fridays are all about the classic Wisconsin fish fry, but that's not all. On the first Saturdays of the month, savor an amazing all-you-can-eat prime rib. That's sure to satisfy your cravings. And here's something special. They're now serving certified Black Angus beef for the ultimate dining experience. Arthur's Supper Club, where every meal is a celebration. Bring your appetite and your friends to Arthur's Supper Club in Spring Green. Good food, good times, and great memories await.
Attention Express Scripts patients of Boscobel and Center Pharmacy. Center and Boscobel pharmacies have become aware that some of you have received notices stating you're out of network. Please don't worry. They're here to address any concerns. If you have questions, reach out to them directly. Rest assured, this situation is resolved and there will be no interruption in services to you. Center and Boscobel pharmacies apologize for any confusion and appreciate your understanding during this process. Boscobel Pharmacy and Center Pharmacy thank you for trusting them to care for you.
When it comes to your home's plumbing needs, you can trust and rely on Jelinek Plumbing and Heating. From new water heaters, sump pumps, and garbage disposals, to fixing a leaky faucet or a running toilet, we will solve your issues and provide you with the best options for your home. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, offering 24/7 service, reasonable rates, and we guarantee the job will be done right. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, 649-7916.
Over 100 years of serving Southwest Wisconsin, all of us at Jones Chevrolet are honored to continue the tradition. We love to help you choose a new Chevrolet. We love to help with maintenance, repairs, and accessories too. Schedule a service appointment, see our inventory, connect with a sales professional, and get pre-approved for competitive financing at JonesChev.com. Come see the exciting new Chevrolets. Jones Chevrolet, over 100 years of being your Chevy truck headquarters. Chevrolet, together let's drive.
From breakfast through dinner, Muscatine Mini Mart and Hunch Brothers Pizza offers something for every meal. Customers can start their day with a hot, cheesy breakfast pizza, enjoy a hearty hunk of pizza at lunchtime, and bring home a delicious 12-inch pizza with wings for dinner. Known for friendly hometown service, this local favorite treats every guest like family. While there, visitors can also fill up with top-quality fuel. Orders can be called in ahead at 739-3733 for quick pickup. Muscatine Mini Mart remains the community's trusted stop for great food, welcoming faces, and more.
Hi, my name is Eli Weiss, a 7th grader at St. Mary's. St. Mary's Elementary School and the Knights of Columbus will be hosting a drive-through fish fry on Friday, October 10th in St. Mary's School's parking lot from 4:30 until 7. We will be serving baked and fried fish, baked and cheesy potatoes, coleslaw, applesauce, and a garlic biscuit. The cost of the meal is $13 with the option to add extra fish for $3 per piece. Hope to see you there.
An update on sports today from WRCO Radio is next, as we take a check of that courtesy of the WRCO Sports Boosters. It was a busy high school sports night last night. Fenimore win over Riverdale in volleyball, 3-0, and Darlington 3-0 over Boscobel. Waseca Steuben swept Weston and Seneca over Kickapoo as well. It was also a win for Royal over Hillsboro in the quad held at Royal, and Royal got by Cashton 3-1. Also last night in soccer, a match heard here on WRCO, Reedsburg edged Richland Center 2-1, the final score. And Wisconsinites Barneveld and Lakeside Lutheran wound up in a scoreless tie. Sauk Prairie over Wanakee 4-1. Elsewhere in sports, with one big swing, Ian Happ sent a charge through the electric crowd at Wrigley Field after a rough start. It was the Cubs connecting on a 3-run homer in the first inning, and that kind of set the tone, sending Chicago to a 6-0 victory over the Brewers, pushing their NL Division Series to a decisive game number 5. Nico Horner singled, and Kyle Tucker walked ahead of Happ's 2-out drive to right on a 1-1 fastball from Freddy Peralta. Elsewhere yesterday, Orion Kirkering with a wild throw past home instead of tossing to first base after mishandling Andy Page's bases-loaded comebacker with 2 outs in the 11th, and the Dodgers beat the Phillies by a score of 2-1 to win their National League Division Series 3-1. Elsewhere, Cam Scadaboo ran for 3 touchdowns as he and fellow rookie Jackson Dart led the Giants to a 34-17 victory over the Philadelphia Eagles in Thursday night football. That is an update on sports today, courtesy of the WRCO Sports Boosters.
Richards Insurance. See the people you can trust at Richards Insurance, your independent insurance agency serving all of Southwest Wisconsin. Richland Electric Cooperative is proud to offer many services to its members and area residents. Richland Electric Co-op is your Touchstone Energy Cooperative. And Ash Creek Plumbing, Heating, and Electric. Call them for a free estimate on a new high-efficiency Carrier gas furnace. Ash Creek Plumbing, Heating, and Electric, 647-5500.
We are just ahead of the weekend. I really need an aerobic polka, really, really badly to get me going here this morning. It is powered by Supps Gym.
Elevate your fitness game with Supps. That's S-U-P-P-Z.
S-U-P-P-Z.
Supps, your go-to destination for trusted brands at unbeatable prices.
No gimmicks, no fluff.
Just results. Ditch the fake reviews and mystery blends. Experience the Supps difference today.
Proudly fueling local athletes.
800-968-0993. Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Supps.
Fenimore.
All right, here we go. I hope you're good and stretched out. It's time to polka in the puddles this morning. A one and a two and a... aerobic polka from the Rice Family Band. It's getting wild. Woo! Joanne just blew away out the window there. Careful, Joanne. Thunderstorm coming in here. Yeah, we've got a little rain. 16/100ths of an inch of precipitation so far at the WRCO studios. Farm news and markets coming up. This is Michael Martin Murphy. Michael Martin Murphy on the Mel Cow Show. I'm going to miss you, girl. A little thunder and lightning. And, yeah, we've got Hank standing out there discovering electricity this morning. Yeah, a little bit of lightning. We've had just over 0.2 inch of rain, headed toward a high today of around 72. It should be a beautiful Friday and an awesome weekend. 68 Saturday and Sunday, 71 with a 40% chance of some showers at night. Right now we're at our overnight low after it had warmed to 50. We're back down to that overnight low of 47 degrees.
This farm market update from WRCO Radio and Brownfield is sponsored by Reedsburg Farmers Cooperative, ready to serve your seed, feed, and repair service needs.
Farmer Aid will have to wait. I'm Larry Lee with Agribusiness News on Brownfield. Pioneer brand corn and soybeans are number one in the U.S., planted by more farms than any other competitive seed brand. Want to know what number one feels like? Plant Pioneer corn and soybeans. First, Wisconsin agricultural officials have suspended poultry exhibitions in four counties because of recent highly pathogenic avian influenza cases. The Department of Ag, Trade, and Consumer Protection suspended all poultry shows, exhibitions, swap meets, and the movement of poultry to other events in Jefferson, Waukesha, Walworth, and Rock counties through the end of the year. Wisconsin has two new cases of H5N1 avian influenza affecting laying hens. Both of those cases are in Jefferson County. Ag Secretary Brooke Rollins says more details on farmer assistance from the Trump administration are not likely until the U.S. government reopens.
The president has committed, if we need a bridge, he has talked about that to get us from the Biden years to the new Trump era. That's what we're working on every day. We've got to get the government reopened so that we can move forward on that. And once we do, we'll be able to move out a significant program to help our farmers.
At President Trump's cabinet meeting Thursday, Rollins said the U.S. farm economy is in an uncertain time, not because of the current trade negotiations.
Although certainly the China part is part of that, but we inherited a slew of issues. First of all, as the president said, when we left Trump 1, we had an agriculture trade surplus. When we came back for Trump 2, it was a $50 billion ag deficit. That isn't everything. That's just agriculture.
She says input costs increased between 30% and 38% in the last 4 years. Long term, Rollins says U.S. farmers need markets to sell their products. Pork producers continue to recover from historic losses in 2023. Compeer Financial's appraiser Chester Donkers tells Brownfield negative margins resulted in many contract growers losing business.
Or just people struggling to find pigs to fill their barns. Now it seems like growers that have some more modern facilities have been pretty sought after.
He says lower feed costs have helped offset inflationary pressure that started during the pandemic. Donkers appraises crop and livestock properties in southern Minnesota. A former ag secretary at the USDA says he's concerned the continued tariffs will cause long-term damage to trading relationships and demand for U.S. agriculture. Tom Vilsack tells Brownfield,
if you lose a customer to a Brazil or to an Argentina or to some other country, how do you get that customer back?
Vilsack says trade agreements might be a way to get trading partners like China back, but the U.S. has tried that before. The president of the Hemp Feed Coalition says approval of hemp seed meal for laying hens is the latest step in expanding markets for hemp growers. I'm Larry Lee with Agribusiness News on Brownfield.
John Deere is putting in work and putting up highlights.
Oh man, look at those passes. Tillage, planting, harvesting.
3 years in and these pre-owned machines are still at the top of their game. We're talking reliability, performance, and long-term potential.
And get this, these veteran machines can pick up the latest precision tech with ease.
You know it, and fans ready to add John Deere certified pre-owned equipment and more options to their lineup can shop at machinefinder.com.
Booyah!
For far too long, seed discount offers have been too complicated. But today, the Seed Pros of Channel make our stand. No more confusion. No more long-winded radio ads. Just simple savings. 0% financing with early pay discounts. Today, we show up with an easier way to save on seed. Talk to your Channel Seed Pro to get all the details and see what you could be saving. Channel. All in. All season.
Hello, this is Chase Hustatu with Tipstock Auction Realty with sales results and upcoming events. We have multiple online-only auctions up and running right now. Both sales include farm machinery, tools, mowers, motorcycles, household, antiques, and much, much more. We also have real estate agents ready to help you buy or sell your real estate. Go to www.tipstockauctionrealty.com or call 608-723-4020. This is Chase Hustatu. Have a great day.
Another slow day for direct cash cattle business and cash hogs were lower. Good morning, I'm Megan Grebner with your Brownfield Livestock Market Report. Direct cash cattle trade activity was quiet Thursday. Just a few bids did surface at $230 live. Those were passed. Asking prices were at $235 to $237 live in the south, but weren't floated in the north. It looks like the bulk of the week's business is going to take place sometime Friday. At the South Central Regional Stockyards in Missouri, compared to 2 weeks ago, feeder steers weighing less than 550 pounds were $5 to $15 higher. Steers weighing more than 550 pounds were steady to firm. Feeder heifers weighing less than 650 pounds were $10 to $15 lower, and heifers weighing more than 650 pounds were firm. The USDA says demand was uneven on a moderate supply. Medium and large one feeder steers, 562 to 583 pounds, brought $442 to $459. Feeder steer, 650 to 675 pounds, brought $396 to $414. Medium and large one feeder heifer, 702 to 747 pounds, brought $351.50 to $367. Boxed beef closed lower with light demand for solid offerings. Choice was down 94 cents at $365.22. Select was 91 cents lower at $344.33. Estimated cattle slaughter was 111,000 head, up 1,000 on the week and down more than 5,000 on the year. Cash hog prices at the major directs were lower with a light negotiated run. The market remains largely driven by demand, but without information, as this partial government shutdown continues, it's struggling to find direction. Domestic demand has likely benefited because pork remains a competitively priced protein in the retail space. Barrels and gilts at the National Daily Direct were down 272 with a weighted average of 96.33. The Western Corn Belt was 222 lower with a weighted average of 96.87. Pork values into the day lower, down $1.18 at 102.64. And estimated hog slaughter was 491,000 head, up 1,000 on the week and up about 7,000 on the year. At the CME, live and feeder cattle were up, waiting on direct business to develop. Feeders were sharply higher on the continued tight market-ready supplies, and lean hog futures into the day lower, pressured by the recent trend in pork. I'm Megan Grebner for Brownfield.
John Deere is putting in work and putting up highlights.
Oh man, look at those passes. Tillage, planting, harvesting.
3 years in and these pre-owned machines are still at the top of their game. We're talking reliability, performance, and long-term potential.
And get this, these veteran machines can pick up the latest precision tech with ease.
You know it, and fans ready to add John Deere certified pre-owned equipment and more options to their lineup can shop at machinefinder.com.
Booyah!
We are the keepers of the wild. For more than 80 years, we've been committed to conserving the natural landscapes that define our nation. Nothing is more important than maintaining wild spaces for adventurers to explore and wildlife to thrive. We are America's hunters and target shooters. Together with firearm, ammunition, and archery manufacturers, we've supported the conservation of more than 36 million acres of American wildlands. For more information, visit outdoorstewards.org.
Hello everyone, Brian from Walsh is here. Breathe easier this season. Buy three, get one free on Ace Basic Pleated Furnace Air Filters. Stock up on Rust-Oleum Stop Rust Custom 5-in-1 Spray Enamel. The more you buy, the more you save. Upgrade your garage or workshop with select shelving units at $59.99 and keep things tidy with the Brute 32-gallon commercial grade trash can for only $34.99. Stop in at Ace La Crosse, Muscadet, or Richland Center. And as always, we appreciate your business.
Direct cattle business was quiet Thursday. Butcher hogs were steady. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield market update. You better build bigger bins. It's just a suggestion, but regardless, be ready to maximize your per acre profits with MX Series corn by Stein. Stein has yield. Soybeans and corn were lower on profit taking and harvest pressure. November beans were down 7 1/4 at 10.22 and a quarter. January was 5 3/4 lower at 10.38 1/2. December corn is down 3 3/4 at 4.18 1/4. March corn is 3 3/4 lower at 4.34. Cattle were higher with feeders in the lead on the tight supply of ready numbers. December live was up $1.02 at $239.90, and February was $1.17 higher, $243.40. November feeders were up $5.22 at $374.05. And with pork lower at midday, December hogs were down $1.75 at $84.35. February was $1.45 lower at $86.67. John Perkins, Brownfield.
John Deere is putting in work and putting up highlights.
Oh man, look at those passes. Tillage, planting, harvesting.
3 years in and these pre-owned machines are still at the top of their game. We're talking reliability, performance, and long-term potential.
And get this, these veteran machines can pick up the latest precision tech with ease.
You know it, and fans ready to add John Deere certified pre-owned equipment and more options to their lineup can shop at machinefinder.com.
Booyah!
Wounded Warrior Project has been there for me since that first day in the hospital. They got me out of the house. They got me connected with other veterans, and they helped me face my PTSD. They support me and my family at every turn. And now I'm helping other warriors realize that they're not alone.
Through our hands-on programs, supportive community, and ongoing advocacy, we help post-9/11 veterans realize what's possible. Learn more at woundedwarriorproject.org/possible.
Farm to Fork with Daryl Anderson is sponsored by Bloomington Livestock Exchange, providing quality, commitment, and excellence in all cattle sales. Check the schedule and learn more at bloomingtonlivestock.com.
The cotton industry is promoting natural fibers over synthetics for clothing. Next on Farm to Fork. 4 months ago, I began airing a message about the possibility that the dozen regional centers for agricultural safety and health were at risk of closing because of funding cuts. I've now learned that those funds will not be shut off and that the centers may continue operating. One center representative said, quote, "We are convinced that media visibility and support helped turn the tide." So, let's pick up where I left off with our 2025 Farm Safety and Health campaign. Unless your farm caters to agro-tourists, you should be careful about hosting visitors who are not used to being around livestock or machinery. It poses a safety risk to them and a liability issue for you if your insurance doesn't cover persons outside of the farming operation. Farm safety and health is everyone's business. This reminder is brought to you by Farm to Fork through the generous support of listeners like you across the country. Learn how you can help at NorthShoreProductions.com. Marjorie Walker of the National Cotton Council says there's a good reason to choose cotton over synthetics in clothing.
People are concerned about microplastic pollution in general. The research shows they often don't realize how much clothing contributes to that problem or what they can do about it. Our survey found that only about a third of Americans were very aware of microplastics pollution, and less than half of those connected it to their clothes.
Walker says microplastics are a big deal with clothing.
Synthetic clothing textile microfibers are believed to be the single largest source of primary microplastics in our oceans, potentially contributing as much as 35% of the total global release.
How do you know whether your clothing is natural or synthetic? Walker says, just read the label.
Because items you think are cotton might not be made of cotton. There's a lot of product out there that says feels like cotton, from sheets to shirts. Choosing natural fibers like cotton is a very simple and impactful way to reduce the microplastics textile pollution.
Walker says you'll be hearing a lot about this in the months ahead.
People have not thought about this at all when it comes to what you're wearing. People are trying to do the best they can about putting good food in their bodies, and we need them to understand it's also what you're putting on your body.
Go to plantnotplastic.org to learn more. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
Bloomington Livestock Exchange is a family-owned auction business with slaughter cattle sales every Tuesday morning at 8:30. You can find all types of slaughter steers, heifers, bulls, call cows, and quality baby calves. Don't miss today's cattle sale beginning at 9 a.m. Feeder cattle are in high demand and prices remain steady. For more information on all sales at Bloomington Livestock Exchange, you can go to bloomingtonlivestock.com or call them at 608-994-2020. Every Friday sale, including today's, begins at 9 a.m.
Hi everyone, this is Angie from Aiders and Plame. The squirrels and other critters are getting ready for the upcoming winter. Are you? Remember last winter? How could you forget? Aiders can help you with fall fixing, from weatherization and sealing up all those drafty windows and doors, to keeping all those creepy crawlies like box elder bugs and lady beetles out of your home. And clearly the mice think winter is coming. They are plentiful and busier than ever, looking for a nice warm place to spend the winter. Now speaking of mice, there's lots of options for mouse bait, but the next time you buy some, take a minute to read the back of the box. You might be surprised. Don't worry, Aiders still stocks the good bait. Got projects? Get hardware headed this fall. With a little help from Aiders, your great big store with small town smiles.
Water conservation is a big part of a Kansas dairy. I'm Larry Lee with the Brownfield Dairy Update. Water availability and use is a serious issue in Northwest Kansas. Ken McCarty says his family's four farms invest heavily in technologies that make them more water efficient.
The lion's share of our water consumption comes from irrigating row crops. So we deploy, you know, smart irrigation technologies, whether it be soil moisture probes or lowering drop nozzle distance to the ground.
McCarty says the dairy recovers plate chiller water, uses smart cow cooling systems, and temperature-sensitive drain plugs to help conserve water. He says their on-farm milk processing plant is the key to saving a lot of water.
We basically take 4 to 5 loads of raw milk and condense that down into one load of processed good. And the difference there is really we're taking the cream off, but we're really conserving and reclaiming that water, making our milk processing plant nearly water neutral.
McCarty says excess water from the milk processing plant goes right back to be used as drinking water for the cows.
The added benefit to that is obviously reducing our freight of finished goods, expands our geographical reach to market, but it also keeps water over top of where it came from.
McCarty says the Ogallala Reservoir is a declining water source they all depend on, so using it wisely is important to everyone in the region. McCarty says the farms also use no-till and minimum-till practices to help hold water and soil in place. McCarty spoke to Brownfield during World Dairy Expo, where the family was named Dairy Producers of the Year. Cash dairy prices were mixed Thursday at the Chicago Mercantile Exchange. Dry whey remained unchanged at 63 cents. 40-pound cheese blocks were up 2.25 cents at 176. Barrels remained unchanged at 174. Butter prices went down 4.75 cents to 160.25. Non-fat dry milk down 1.5 cents at 113.5. I'm Larry Lee with the Brownfield Dairy Update.
I'm Ben Affleck, and I want to thank you for joining me and supporting Paralyzed Veterans of America.
I joined the Navy to serve my country as a Navy SEAL. While parachuting with my platoon, my parachute didn't open. I broke my neck. It left me paralyzed. Paralyzed Veterans of America was by my side from that moment on.
Since 1946, Paralyzed Veterans of America has kept a promise to our wounded veterans. We will never leave a fallen comrade behind.
Thanks to PVA, paralyzed veterans are getting specialized medical care and treatments, the benefits they've earned, the jobs they want, and the accessible vehicles and homes they need.
I just don't think my family would be as happy as they are without the support that I received from Paralyzed Veterans of America.
Our veterans fought for us. Let's fight for them.
To learn more, go to PVA.org today.
Harvest more savings with Case IH Genuine Parts at Johnson Tractor. Get 5% back when you spend $1,000 or more on OEM lubricants and filters with your Productivity Plus account, plus $100 off harvesting kits and camera systems for every $1,000 spent. New customers earn a $50 statement credit after $500 in purchases and enjoy no interest, no payments for 90 days on qualifying Case IH parts. Count on Case IH Genuine Parts only at Johnson Tractor.
Johnson Tractor.
Today's forecast calls for a high in that range of 71 degrees. Looks like some isolated showers early, which we've been receiving, and then it's going to clear off and be a nice day. Mainly clear tonight and chilly, a low of 41. Tony has more about the weather coming up in a bit. So far, 22 one-hundredths of an inch of rain at the WRCO studios, and it is 47 degrees.
I'll make it all right.
We'll make it all right.
From Monday morning to Friday night.
Oh, those lonely
weekends. Since you left me.
Since you left me.
I'm as lonely as I can be.
Oh, those lonely weekends.
Said you'd be.
Thank you.
Gonna be a big star. Might win an Oscar, you can't never tell. The movie's gonna make me a big star, 'cause I can play the part so well. Well, I hope you come to see me in the movie, then I know that you are plain to see. Biggest ever hit the big time, and all I gotta do is act naturally. We'll make the scene about a man that's sad and lonely and begging down upon his bended knee. I'll play the gonna be a big star. I'd win an Oscar, you can't never tell. The movie's gonna make me a big star, 'cause I can play the part so well.
I always thought I could be a movie star, but I don't know. There was enough. I mean, when you went to an audition for Lassie, they were really lined up there. But anyway, we have some info to get you in the know weather-wise, and ABC News right around the bend on a Friday morning.
It's early. It's local. It's strong, just like your coffee. Brouhaha powers the Light in the Milk House show, only on WRCO.
Reynolds Feed and Supply, LLC, has hay auctions every Saturday at noon. They have great buyer demand for large rounds, large squares, and small squares of hay. Reynolds Feed and Supply is your southwestern Wisconsin one-stop feed mill, which offers the best in animal nutrition and health supplies at competitive prices to meet your farming needs. For more information on buying and selling at the auction, be sure to check the website, reynoldslivestock.com, or call them at 623-2121. Also, see current Reynolds Feed and Supply deals on calf pre-starter, calf blankets, shavings, and corn cob bedding.
Experience is the best teacher, and Advanced Pump and Well Solutions has it in spades. Larry, Shelley, and Chris Jarre lead the way with years of hands-on expertise. Chris brings the kind of knowledge that only comes from time in the field. When your pump or well has an issue, trust Chris Jarre and the team at Advanced Pump and Well Solutions in Richland Center. They offer 24-hour service, so help is always just a call away. Reach them at 608-649-4488.
Keeping your vehicle running at its best is easy with GM Certified Service from Jones Chevrolet. From oil changes to tires to brakes and multi-point inspections, Jones Chevrolet has the expertise, technology, and convenient hours to take good care of your vehicle. For the very best GM Certified Service, make an appointment soon by calling 647-3788 or stopping at Jones Chevrolet, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, or visit JonesChev.com. Chevrolet, together, let's drive.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Good morning. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather update. Well, a front sweeping through the area early this morning, still causing a couple of isolated showers, but they will quickly sweep east of us as the morning goes on, and some sunshine should develop. Overall, a pretty nice fall day, although on the breezy side. Tomorrow into the weekend, looking quite nice as well. Lots of sun tomorrow. And then Sunday, a few more clouds developing as the next front approaches from the plains. That could spread a few light showers into our region late Sunday night and early Monday. Otherwise, there will be a small cool down going toward the mid portion of next week. Temperatures around or slightly below average, but dry conditions. Another weather system could graze our area along about Thursday evening of next week into Friday, perhaps producing some showers once again. Here's that forecast for today. Chance of isolated showers around daybreak. Otherwise, clearing skies, breezy and mild. High near 71. Southwest wind turning northwest between 10 and 20. Mainly clear tonight, falling down to 41 degrees. Tomorrow should be very nice with lots of sunshine. High close to 67. Northeast to east wind just at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Saturday night, partly cloudy, low in the mid-40s. Sunday, partly sunny, breezy, and mild once again, high close to 70. 40% chance of a couple of light showers for late Sunday night. Monday, any showers ending early in the day. Breaks of sun for the afternoon. Low 53, high near 67. Tuesday and Wednesday should be partly sunny and a touch cooler. Lows in the upper 30s to near 40. High near 61 degrees both days. And by Thursday, increasing clouds. Low 43, high 64. Some light rain possible Thursday evening into early Friday. You have yourself a good day out there. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
Richland County Bank is a community bank. Why is that important to you? Community banks tend to base their lending decisions on local knowledge gained through long-time relationships with families, farms, and businesses. A community bank's deposits are primarily local, and the bank's loans are to local people and businesses. A community bank's assets are a real asset to the local community where new businesses, students, and entrepreneurs of all types have a voice that is heard and appreciated. Since 1881, the Richland County Bank has provided people in the area with quality banking service. It's local people serving local people. It's local people and their community bank working together for the good of the community today and the community's well-being tomorrow. It's what "where others have their branches, we have our roots" really means. Learn how Richland County Bank can be the community partner you're looking for at richlandcountybank.com or by calling 608-647-6306. Richland County Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
47 degrees here in Richland Center with cloudy conditions. Yesterday's high was 68. The record high, 84, established in 1938. Record low, 17 in 1964. Last year's high was 74 and the low, 35. Sunset will happen at 6:27 this evening. Sunrise time will be around 7:10. This morning, south to southeast winds are at 3, barometer steady at 30.02. We have picked up just over 0.2 inches of rain this morning with a couple of rounds of rain, 1/100th early this morning, and then just over 0.2 inches a little bit ago here today. So 0.22 inches all total. And right now we're at our overnight low. It is 47.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center, where ABC News at 6 is sponsored by Stafford Funeral Home and the Richardson Stafford Funeral Home, caring for all faiths. Also, Johnson Tractor, your trusted partner for farm equipment, service, and support. And the Homesteader Store, passionately committed to providing customers with the highest quality products, innovative solutions, and services delivered with integrity. It is 47 degrees at 6 o'clock.
Before buying a UTV, check out the lineup of Segway UTVs. The 44-horsepower UT6 starts at $94.99. 105-horsepower UT10 starts at $12,499. The amazing UT10 crew is only $16,499.